I love it when Peter's in a story. It seems like Peter's that guy that you always want to have around because he's always going to do something unexpected and kind of crazy that you know, makes whatever you're doing that much more interesting. And he does it again for us today. But I don't really want to make fun of Peter. We want to use him to bring something out, to learn from him today. The setting, it's at night. It's the darkest part of the night, the fourth watch of the night. They're on a little boat that's not very tall, usually pretty flat. They're in the storm. So it's dark, it's storming, it's raining. The boat's rocking around. It's been storming for a long time. And so they're terrified, and they're getting through it. And then they look out and they see this silhouette on the waters of this man walking on the water. And so it's this crazy situation, and somebody calls out, it's a ghost. But then Jesus says, no, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. So they hear his voice come out across the storm, across the waters. And what Jesus is saying is more than just, hey, it's me. He's saying, take courage. I am. Do not be afraid. It's that same kind of construction that of the name that God gave Moses at the burning bush. When Moses asked for the name of the one who was sending him, God said, I am who am. And what Jesus says here is the equivalent of that. I am. He's making the statement about his divinity. I am God. I am. And we see it at other points in the gospel. My favorite one is in the Garden of Gethsemane. Before Jesus is arrested, they come to him and they want to capture him. They ask him his name and he says, I am. And it knocks everybody over. So it's a very powerful declaration of who he is. I am. Do not be afraid. And so now we see Peter. Peter has this moment. So they've just seen him perform the miracle of the feeding of 5,000. And they've seen plenty of other miracles. So they know who Jesus is somewhat. They've been with him for a time. But now there's this moment, this man walking across the sea who says, I am. And Peter has this moment to reach out in faith. He's saying, well, okay, I believe you. I've experienced these things. And I believe that what you're saying about yourself is true. I believe it. And so it draws him out to make this ridiculous, almost act of faith. Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. He wants to walk on the water. I don't know where that came from, but it's this great leap of faith. Because Peter has faith, we know. But his faith is still growing. Our faith is always growing. So he's taking this leap of faith. He's going to get out of a boat in the middle of a storm when it's rocking and rocking all around. He's going to get out and trust this voice. He's going to step onto the water to increase his faith. And that's precisely what happens. He gets out. He walks on water. Of course, we know that he gets frightened again by the storm. He starts to sink. He calls out, Jesus, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus grabs him and raises him up, brings him into the boat. But what he did worked, and it worked for all of them. You can imagine they get back into the boat, and you look at the other apostles' faces, and they're probably all like dumbstruck with what just happened. That Peter walked on the water, and then Jesus is suddenly here. But then they make this most incredible act of faith. Truly, you are the Son of God. So Peter took this risk. He got out of the boat. He got out of his comfort zone, took this risk. And it leads them into a deeper proclamation of faith. Truly, you are the Son of God. You are who you say you are. And that's something about the faith. It's not something that we just we practice by things that we do. It's not something we just it just lives in the life of the mind. No, the faith is a response to something that happened. It's a response to an event that this man, Jesus, showed up, claims to be God, is God. And then how do we respond to that? That's the faith. How do we respond? What do we do about this guy who is God, who showed up in our world? What do we do? And so, what do we do? If you recall the story of John and Andrew when they were with John the Baptist, and John the Baptist sees Jesus walking, he's like, behold the Lamb of God. So John and Andrew are like, okay. So they go and they follow him. And they're falling after him, and Jesus turns around and looks at him and says, what do you seek? And they said, we want to know, or where are you staying, Lord? And he says, come and see. That's the Christian method. It's not, Jesus didn't make an argument or say like, you have to believe in me. He said, come and see. Come and experience life with me. So that's how we grow in faith. And Peter had an experience of that on the boat, experiencing something with Christ, experiencing this crazy trust in Christ on the stormy sea. And I had kind of a similar experience myself in college. When I was going into my sophomore year, my roommate and I wanted to get into the nicer dorm on campus. And so we put in our petition and we got denied. And we realized, well, hey, there's a loophole. If we join the Catholic floor at the university, then we can get into this nice dorm. I was against it, but my roommate was for it. And so we joined the Catholic floor. But the Catholic floor has, of course, rules and things you have to follow. Like, you have to pray together every night. You have to do acts of service. You have to help out with campus ministry. And so I got roped into that, kind of against my will, but a great blessing, certainly, in the end. But what I experienced was exactly that, an experience of the faith. I entered into a community of people who lived the faith, who prayed together, who talked about their struggles with the faith, who went out and did service for the community, who served other people in the liturgies on the campus. So I had this experience of faith. I've been Catholic my whole life, but that really woke me up a bit more to kind of experience Christ among a group of people. And how, you know, we say, where two or three are gathered in my name, there is Christ. And it's not just a nice idea, it's true. Christ makes himself present in the body of believers. And so I wanted to let you know about a program that our parish is putting on. We have this event called Discovering Christ. And it kind of brings together these two elements, this leaping out of our comfort zone and taking a leap of faith to deepen our faith, and experiencing the faith, coming to know Christ better in a community of people. Because Christ's Life, it's a seven-week program, Discovering Christ, on Wednesday evenings, where we come together as a community, come together as believers, and we try to deepen our faith, grow in our understanding. It's topical each night. Things like, what is the meaning of life? Who is Christ? Why the church? And so you engage with people of the parish, get to know them deeper, experience the faith together, ask these difficult questions or these interesting questions, and grow together. It's a program kind of centered around small groups, and so we eat a meal together, and then we talk about these things together and come to know Christ better together. Because that's how we grow in faith, is through an experience, not just, you know, reading the catechism again, but experiencing it in a group of believers. But reading the catechism is good also. So I wanted to let you know of that program. And it has had so many fruits in our parish already in the past when they've done it. So I encourage you to check it out. There'll be a table in the back with some more information. But it is a great way to engage Christ in the community of the church, to take that leap of faith. Maybe it's totally out of our comfort zone. It would be for me, but it's that leap of faith, that chance to experience Christ in a new way, to trust him in a new way, and come to understand and trust truly who he is, that he is God, the Son of God, the one who can say, I am God.